Ladies and gentlemen, I've been told that I shouldn't waste time thanking everyone in my speech. And that's just one of the thousands of lessons I have learned during the past 10 weeks. I have improved my skills as a journalist, facing new challenges, such as covering my president during her tour through the United States, interviewing the Secretary General in 7 minutes, as well as other political figures that I had only read about before. I also met colleagues from all over the world from whom I learned how this profession is practiced in other countries. But one of the most important things for me was having the opportunity to be here, in the place where many international policies are born, to have a first row seat, to walk the same corridors that diplomats walk, noting their gestures when they say something different from what they want to, in order to allow diplomacy to happen. DAC fellows were lucky as well to be in New York for many other noticeable events, including the commemoration of 9/11, the anniversary of Occupy Wall Street, Hurricane Sandy, and the 2012 presidential elections. That allowed me to report on many different issues. My articles also received more exposure than I had been used to in my newspaper. The experience couldn't have been more satisfying for me. I believe that journalism must be carried out with professionalism. But in spite of what many people think, I believe that the kind of professionalism that is necessary is the one that always forces you to follow your heart, your curiosity, and your feelings. The reason why I became journalist, and I think that is the same for many of us here, is to shed light into issues that are compromising the human rights of people in the worst living conditions in order to help to change that. And that needs commitment. That is why I think that you shouldn't remove your feelings from what you are doing. If you are in touch with them, you will never betray yourself or your readers. And the most valuable thing that all journalists have is our honesty. After my first week here, I recognized that the best part of this fellowship was that it was organized by journalists who shared a similar way of thinking and who have applied those same values into the Doug Hammarskjöld Fellowship. I can tell that because it wouldn't have been possible to achieve all the things they have done in these 70 days without their altruistic commitment to guide us through the UN, to introduce us to people, to teach us from their experiences, or just to be there for us, making sure that we have everything we needed to work freely. I think I have succeeded in carrying out the speech without thanking anyone. My aim was just to put my experience as an example of how journalism and the value it inspired can change the life of people. Now, yes, I can say thank you all.